Episode 30.
It's here.
Here it is.
You were waiting for it.
Is this the episode Rob talks about his poops?
No. No. I kind of already did a little bit, though.
No, you didn't.
Spoiler alert, if you listened to this already.
No, he didn't. He didn't talk about it.
Okay.
But he's not going to here.
Okay, sure.
Not until he gets to Florida for all the bonus content. All the bonus content will only include poop-related stories.
Patreon exclusive.
Patreon exclusive.
just a podcast about that.
You would not do that to the fine folks of across America.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But speaking, if you would like to donate to Patreon, go to patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. And you can donate as little as a dollar a month. And maybe, just maybe, I'll talk about certain areas where I went to the bathroom.
Bingo. None of that's true. Oh, well,
right.
the Patreon is true. You can.
That is real.
That
is
goes
a real
to
site.
Helping us out, getting people to edit our stuff.
Yeah.
And come and provide their voices on our podcasts. And yeah, they got tired of me paying them in hugs. They got really tired of it. They were like, you know what? These are great hugs.
You're just too strong, man.
Top drawer.
You're just too strong.
I know. I hurt that poor guy.
You're like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. Like you kill
only
people.
Only not as smart.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say it.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
it's a film. I love that film. That
it's a book too.
That no, I know, but I love the movie because of Gary Sinise and John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
Malkovich does not play a very good. Well, I don't know. I didn't buy it because I know Malkovich is a smart dude.
And he's always more of like, yeah, he's always more intellectual kind of bad guy
kind
or something.
Of sinister, you
know?
Yeah. Even if he's a good or a bad guy, he's always very very calculated.
Yeah.
So to see him play Lenny. Like,
yeah, mentally challenged.
Sure.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Still decent.
No, still decent. Yeah,
still,
for sure.
Still good movie. All right. Well, last I left off.
I
had sleep paralysis.
Yeah, sleep paralysis, and you thought that people were
about to dude, when they say, let's kill him, let's kill him. Like, who dreams that shit, man? That's creepy.
Probably plenty of people, but not where they feel like they're awake.
I know the sleep paralysis part is the scary part, though, is like where you think, like, it could be true, like, out there.
I have had some dreams where I have been waking up and then getting up and going to school or work or whatever.
Right.
And having almost a full day and then waking up and realizing that didn't happen.
None of it happened.
Nothing is more defeating than realizing you didn't just go through the shitty day that you just dreamt.
Or have you ever had a dream where like awesome stuff happens and then you wake up and you're like, oh, no, I didn't go skiing and win the lottery and all this kind of stuff.
Not that I can recall.
Really?
Right.
I've had that.
Great dreams.
It sucks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, but I wake up and
crappy
then I'm like,
dreams. Yeah.
It didn't come true. I just won the lottery and bought a new house.
Oh, now
like,
all I can do is clean my underwear.
Yeah. Well, not that kind of dream.
Speaking of which, you just made out with this guy, and he was really happy to see you now, and you guys were eloping to where in Nebraska?
Antelope-ing.
Shut up.
Okay.
Where were you guys going?
To the movies.
Cool.
Yeah. That's
hot.
I know. And that's not true. That's not true. That's why I'm telling the story and Jack is not telling the story.
That's correct.
Because Jack's story would not be accurate.
My story would not be accurate. However, it would grip you.
It would.
It would make you feel feelings.
It would be more, I think it would be more exciting.
Yeah.
Like, not to knock down what I went through, but
of course not.
It would definitely be more exciting because you'd have cartels. you'd have
so far
violence.
In my made up stories, I've had cartels. I've had you killing hookers.
Yeah.
I've had you in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I've had you do all kinds of weird stuff.
Antelope with a gun.
What did we hashtag him? Gatalope.
Gatalope.
Hashtag Gatalope.
Yep.
Hashtag Dildo Tana. That was real.
That was a real one. That was real.
That was real.
So I'm taking credit for that. You can take credit for the hashtag, but that was a real instance.
We've had you kidnapped before.
Kidnapped, locked away, murdered.
No, not murdered.
Well,
we haven't had you
murdered
yet.
We had people come to murder me, though.
Yes, we had huge clowns, a group of clowns,
yeah,
a gang
true.
Of clowns come to murder you. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What, nothing else.
No.
Oh, yeah, we had the cops that were aliens.
That's true.
Yeah.
Or Gatalopes.
Well, the Gatalope in my story arc was going to come to save you. The misunderstood
but,
Gatalope.
But sadly, I took over and told the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
it was just dumb cops.
You know what we'll do is after this whole podcast, we'll come back and we'll do a Cross America 2 featuring Jack. And it'll just be a story that you make up.
And I'll just take your notes and make it up
and embellish it a little bit.
Only the people who have made it to episode 30 are going to know that it's all complete horseshit.
Do you think that people listen up to episode 29 and they're like, you know what, this podcast isn't for me?
We've like dedicated that much time to our stupidity.
I think if somebody's listening up to episode 29, that they're probably in for the long haul, right?
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Okay. What do you think is the cutoff point? Episode 10?
You know?
How many episodes do you have to listen to before you're just like, I'm going to listen to all of them?
Before I say I'm going to listen to all of them?
Yeah. Because I think you can listen to like 3 or 4 and be like, no, you know what? I don't like this.
Yeah. So we took you 3 episodes to get you out of the airport. So
that's what I'm saying.
I'd say 10 is probably a safe number.
So 10. You think if they listen to 10, people who listen to episode 10 are listening right now.
That's a good chance. They have a better chance than people who just listen to episode 1.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Because there's probably, yeah. Well, episode 1 of all of our podcasts is always the most popular because that's the one where everybody's like, is this for me or not?
That's true.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I wonder how many people see that there's an episode 30 and go, oh, well, let me start from 1.
Or do they just start at 30 and they're like,
I did a very terrible impression of all of you just then.
No, I think it's good.
You didn't sound very normal.
It was accurate.
Yeah.
You don't know what they sound like.
I don't. And I didn't mean to judge you.
Yeah, that was a little bit harsh.
Yeah, it was.
That's okay.
But here we are, episode 30.
Yeah, and we have already
wasted 6 minutes and 30 seconds, baby. We're all the way to the top.
Don't tell them time because then they'll be like, "Oh my gosh, they do waste a lot of time."
So we're gonna have a word from our sponsors. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have any sponsors.
No mid break commercials.
Yeah, we haven't sold out yet.
Not yet.
Nobody'd let us.
By episode 31, you never know. It's a new podcast after 30.
That's right.
All right. So, the day after sleep paralysis kicked out of the railroad tracks,
waking up at the crack of dawn,
rain night.
Yep.
I walked into like some small town, and some lady just pulled up real fast. She goes, "Here you go," and held out like a brown bag, and I was like, you know what? I'll take it.
My daughter's head's in there.
Dude, I didn't know what it was, but I figured it was food.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to take it. If it's drugs and she's running away from the cops, I just toss it real quick.
Yeah.
That's fine. So I grabbed it. I opened it. She just drove off. She was just like, here you go. And she drove off.
Take this and die.
Yeah. And then she flipped me off. And then just like
she's
revved
the lady,
her engine.
She's the lady whose door you knocked on in episode
2
or
3. I don't remember.
Hello, ma'am. Get the fuck off of my porch.
it's just dog shit in the bag.
I didn't even see a dog in that car. Weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. But it's definitely dog shit.
Yeah.
No, she handed it to me and then drove off. And I just opened it and it was just food. It was food, Gatorade, and cookies and stuff. So I was like, okay. It's like, that's cool. I'm like, doesn't make up for the last night because I was having a rough day that day walking.
Yeah, no.
I was pretty exhausted. But
you know what would have been a good idea in hindsight? And it was not, I don't think, as popular when you were doing it as Twitter. If you would have live tweeted the fact that you were walking across and locations that you were, I think you would have had a lot more interactions like that.
I should have done Twitter. It was like I wasn't really on like social media that much when I did it. It was 2013. Twitter was around. People had Twitter and stuff. But I wasn't – I don't think I had a Twitter. And then some of my friends were like, you should get a Twitter, like try it out. But the thing was like for me – as much as, like, if I were to do the walk again, I probably would do live tweets, Instagram, all that kind of stuff. But because this was something I just wanted to do, I just wanted to walk. Yeah. I honestly hated stopping and taking pictures all the time, too.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to just experience it. My mom was like, take more pictures. And people on Facebook were like, hey, upload some pictures. Because my mom and people on Facebook sound the same.
Yeah.
So
I was just thinking about that. Your dad's like, take some pictures. Come home.
Yeah. And then you over here were like, why didn't you take enough pictures?
I honestly did not know anything about Twitter until we were creating the social media for 7Lam.
Really? Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll make a Twitter.
Dude, I never was big on Twitter. I was never big on Instagram either. I didn't start Instagram until the podcast stuff.
Nice.
So, I just...
Hot.
I wasn't good with the social media aspect of it, but it probably would help, and I probably would have had more people, like, you know,
trying to kill you.
Yeah, probably that too. I would never want to like give my exact whereabouts just in case somebody drives up and just.
Yeah.
Or could drive up, kidnap me, zip ties.
Live tweeting from the back of the van.
Yeah.
Guys, somebody get my car.
Somebody took my car.
It's like four Gatorades in there. No big deal.
That's not how I sound either, Jack.
It is, actually.
Oh, really?
People can hear you right now.
I'm going to have to listen back. Compare it.
Oh.
I hear a bunch of dogs.
Angry dogs.
Angry dogs in the background.
Yikes.
Oh, well. You know, those cops that stopped me and, like,
right.
You know, kicked me out of the railroad track
area.
Can't
be doing railroad tricks.
You can't do it.
Hey, cops, if you're listening right now, please comment to us if we can't sleep by the railroad tracks. Please.
So, the next night, I was trying to find another place to camp, right? So I'm like, well, I can't sleep next to the railroad tracks, okay? You know one other thing that they said that I didn't mention before is they were like, he's like, you know why you can't sleep next to the railroad tracks? He gave me an explanation. And he goes, because these trains are transporting, you know, product or whatever it was. And he goes, they saw this tent on the side of the road, so they have to slow down. And time is money, kid. Time is money. That's what he said.
Time is money, kid.
Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I get it.
How about,
I fucked everything over.
Right.
I screwed everyone out of products and money.
The fucking packets of ramen aren't going to get to their local grocery store because the train saw
corn.
A tent.
The corn.
Right. The family that lives in the remote city that your train is servicing they've all turned into skeletons sitting around waiting for their freaking cup of soup to show up.
Can you imagine like the conductor's like hits the brakes, train stops, they're like, guys, halt production, halt transport, there is a tent on the side of the road.
Boys, there's a tent on the road.
We got a tent.
We got one.
We got a tent.
You're right. The local town is like, oh no.
News stories flashing.
No, Mima won't last the winter.
Cut to a spinning newspaper and then it stops with tent on side of railroad tracks.
Wallet guy slaughters local town by sleeping in his tent on the side of the railroad tracks.
Town bankrupt. Tent exposed.
Town bankrupt. Livestock's murdered.
There's just like fires in the background.
It's just like a picture of you smiling with your thumbs up.
Yeah, right in front of the apocalyptic.
This guy, you know, what is his life like? Let's dive into him for a second. All he does is ride around in his cart and wait for people to be sleeping next to the tent. I know the big reveal about the guys. Can I just tell them?
Go ahead.
They're rent-a-cops.
Yeah.
They weren't real cops. That's all they do is find people along the railroad, and they're just like, yeah, well, hey, buddy, it's time is money. That's what my boss tells me to tell you.
They're just driving and like, we got a 401.
We got a tent, boys. Yeah. We got a tent, boys. Yeah. Rack them. I could arrest you. No, you couldn't.
Are you make sure it's loaded. Safety's off? Safety's off.
Safety's off. We got one.
They just unload into the tent.
Into the tent and then go, sir.
Listen, and then they're on like a news story and they're like, did you have to fire the Listen, it was a tent, okay? We
Time
were not
money.
Sure what to expect,
this
okay?
This is your classic worst case scenario.
That guy had a tent.
On the job. This guy had a tent and he was at least at least a few meters away from the tracks. We didn't know what was going to be in there. Osama bin Laden could have been in that tent.
That's true. You don't know.
And you know he went home and saw his wife and was like, babe, I got rid of a tent guy today. And she's like, I'm so proud of you. I just want your son to look at you now.
And then she shows him that she's pregnant again. And then they get so happy. And they just live a happy life
she's
after
like,
that.
Son, I want you to come look at your father. Jeffy, get the fuck in here!
You know, if it wasn't for him, there would be tents all over.
What's next? What's next? Bungalows?
Hammocks?
What's next?
It doesn't stop there. Then you have RVs on the side of the road.
Your father keeps the tent folk from showing up and ruining our town.
It's like turns into like Footloose, where like they outlaw tents and camping.
Yeah,
like no tents, no
and
camping.
It's that whole song.
Yeah,
you and all you're doing is sleeping in a tent.
Never
gonna find.
I come in there with my tent, my pop up. I'm just like popping them up on the side of the road.
Ha ha ha. tenting for Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And these guys are just like, we got one today, boss. He's like, you know what? There'll be an extra $100 on your paychecks this week. The city of wherever the hell that train was going thanks you.
Listen, you're so good. We're transferring you to the LAPD. They've had a lot of tent problems over there. They want you over there. The new precinct.
He's just like, we handled that tent thing. You handled that tent situation real well, Roberts.
He puts his foot up on the desk.
He goes, thanks. Thanks, Chief. He goes, you're welcome, Detective.
You mean it, Chief? Do you mean it?
It tosses him the tin.
Yeah, with a tent on it.
A tin tent.
Well, that was a good rant.
It just drives me crazy, man.
That was, I know.
Getting you to get up and move. I understand.
And my
approach, because I'm in customer service and stuff like that, anything you deal with other human beings comes back around, like, you know, waking you up. Hey, don't kick the freaking tent, you jerk.
Right.
Second of all, sir, I'm really sorry to wake you up, but I actually can't have you sleeping next to the railroad tracks. If you wouldn't mind getting up.
Or, like, offer another place. They could have been like, why don't you, like, we'll find you a place. Or just go to the other side and we'll make sure it's good over there.
We understand you're walking across the country.
Yeah, nothing. They just like, go.
These guys are eating shit cereal for breakfast.
Get away from my tracks!
And not to keep going with it, but I remember when I was young, like, hanging out one time at the mall parking lot. Right after we left the mall, me and my friend.
Yeah.
We're, like, standing at my car and... Or no, we were standing like next to my friend Jenny's car. She was sitting on the trunk and we're like discussing, where do you guys want to go? Should we go to the beach? Should we do this? And like Rent-A-Cop drives up. He's like, what are you guys doing? Sick. We're like, we're just talking. He's like, you can't hang out here. We're like, what? And he's like, there's a mall right there. And we're like, yeah, we were just in it.
We were in there.
Yeah,
man.
We saw it.
We were in the belly of the beast.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you can't stay here. And he's like, is that your car? And my friend Jenny was like, yeah.
The one I'm sitting on?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, yeah. He's like, he like looks at her, like kind of cocks his head, and she like clicks the beep beep. He's like,
Go, Jenny.
Yeah,
yeah. Go, Jenny. Beep
so
beep.
He was just like, all right, well, you guys can't stay here for very much longer, and like drives off. I'm like, what? Okay, parking lot police. I understand if we're like throwing cherry bombs or something like that, but we're standing right by our car talking.
Your legal authority ends with you calling the real police.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you know that, sir? If you're wearing a gun, it's for armed threats. You can't even do anything.
I understand they're just trying to do their job.
Me too.
But you know what?
Any job that you're doing, you could be polite. You could be nice.
Yeah, you don't have to be like condescending. I get it. We're kids and oh my gosh, maybe we rob something or do something like that. But we're standing in a parking lot just talking to each other. We're not doing anything illegal. We're not doing anything wrong. Chill out. Anyways.
Sorry. That just really grinds my gears. You know, you'd be like, hey, sir, actually, we're hoping you could help us out. Yeah, what can I do? Fuck off.
Yes.
That's what you could do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the language. I know the families that are gathered around their iPods
right,
at night.
No, the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
The radio in the living room.
These guys are on a tirade.
No, but you mentioned that, and I actually... This next night, when I was trying to find a place to camp, it was, again, like 9 o'clock at night. I couldn't find a place to camp. There's really nothing. I don't want to sleep, like, 5 feet off the road. So I'm looking around. Finally, a cop drives up. He pulls up. I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Right.
So he pulls up, and he goes, hey, are you okay? I go, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? I tell him what I'm doing. He goes, oh, okay, well, are you going to quit for the night? I go, yeah, I'm looking for a place to camp, but... You know, I got kicked out of the last place I was sleeping because you're not allowed to camp next to the railroad tracks.
Right.
He's like, oh, he's like, did the railroad police kick you out? I go, yeah. He's like, those guys are such jerks about their stupid railroad. I was like, yeah. They just kind of sent me off at 3 a.m.
Thank you.
And then we were just bashed them for 40 minutes. No, I'm kidding. But he was like, yeah. He's like,
unlike us.
Yeah, I know, right? So he's just like, okay, he's like, I know there's a place up here. There's like, they have like art, like, all right, that's not the word. Like, they have like monuments along the highway in certain states.
Uh-huh.
Like, just like, it'll be like a slab of, just a concrete slab with like, this is the so-and-so valley or blah, 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 blah,
right.
Whatever. He's like, well, there's one of those markers up here. And on the left-hand side, there's a little patch of woods. He's like, I sit there in my cop car, and that's where I hide when, like, I'm checking traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, if you want, you can camp out there. It should be hidden enough. You'll be good. I was like, yeah, definitely. Cool. That's what I'll do. He's like, and it won't bug the railroad police because it's on the other side of the road. And I'm like, that's perfect. So I did. I walked there. I found the spot, and it was like an hour or two later. So I'm like setting up my tent, and then he actually showed back up, and he's like, okay, good, you found it. This is the place. He's like, if anything, you might hear a car pull up like near here. He's like, but that's just like, he's like, all the cops hang out here and stuff. So I was like, that's cool, thanks. And after that, I was like, all right,
redemption.
That works.
Redemption for the boys in blue.
And then I think he went and beat them up for me.
I doubt that.
I doubt that too.
He probably killed him. He carries a gun.
Yeah, that's true. And if you carry a gun, you gotta kill him.
Yep.
Yeah. So no, he like helped me out. And actually all along the Highway 80 or Interstate 80, I got stopped by a cop like every day, and I just made sure I didn't stay on the railroad tracks. But all the cops that stopped me, they were always like, you need help, you need this, what's going on?
Yeah, that's
blah, blah,
what they're
blah.
There for.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And I'm totally fine with
it's
that.
It's a whole protect and serve thing,
people,
man.
And a lot of people were like, well, didn't that bother you that the cops kept stopping you? I'm like, no. I mean, it'd be one thing if they stopped, got out of the car, and just started beating the crap out of me, but they didn't do that. So, they didn't do that. They just asked if I needed help or whatever. And one cop actually stopped and gave me his lunch one time.
Yeah,
I was like, that's cool. So, you know, most of the time I didn't have any problems with the police or state troopers or anything like that. It was just that's the only time on the walk the railroad.
The railroad,
they're like whatever they were called, railroad police or whatever. They like were just jerks about it. So who knows?
So boom, that's episode 30, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you're wonderful people. Thank you for letting us yell about railroad cops.
That's all it was
for 20 minutes.
We got a rant every once in a while.
We did, yeah.
Go to www.7lamb.com. That's the number 7 LAMB, and
number
you can find
7.
Everything on
LAMB.
We're still working on it though, so it's a little plain right now, but definitely check it out.
Still working on it.
Kind of plain. But we're spicing it up a little bit.
Spicing it up.
And there's a picture of Jack on it.
Bingo, is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
And me. Me and you.
All right. Love you guys.
7 Lamb Production.